I should be writing number 419. Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. If you're wondering, we survived the hurricane. I did record from the hurricane, didn't I? So I already knew that. I thought that recording more often would help me remember what I had recently spoken about, but apparently that's not the case. I've gotten back onto Twitter, and of course, this means I have wasted a great deal of today on Twitter, which is not ideal. Tomorrow, a lot of exciting books come out, and I'm feeling like, do I want to be a good supporting the local businesses consumer and drive 30 minutes to my favorite bookstore, or 5 minutes to Barnes & Noble, or stay in my pajamas and order from Amazon? It's that whole convenience economy thing really is tough to makes it tough to make decisions. Anyway, Gideon the Ninth is coming out, and Sarah Pinsker's new book. Okay, it just took forever to draw it. Since I have been using Twitter more, the show questions have fallen way down into the mentions. Sorry about that. Of course, I'm going to cut out all of that empty air, so you won't even have heard it. Magic. So Mr. Inktail asks, how do I know if I'm writing a hero or a sociopath? Where's the line between the two? I'm wondering if you have someone in mind, like if there's someone you're consuming who's you're trying to figure out whether it's a hero, sociopath, or what you're writing. You did say writing, but it doesn't feel like there's, I don't know, from what I think about with hero, a hero is somebody who gives of themselves and risks themselves for others and saves, and all of that sort of implies a lot of empathy. And the definition of a sociopath is having zero empathy. Like politicians and CEOs who like to make decisions that help some people and actively hurt others and sleep well at night, those have sociopathic tendencies. So I'm not sure what heroes are sociopaths, but I think mostly antagonists would be sociopaths. You could try to write a really interesting heroic sociopath. I suppose Dexter was one. He did everything he did because of respect for his father and following rules. Mr. Inktail has several other questions. How do I choose a title that catches my reader's attention? Lord, I have no idea. I think there are some articles online of how to title a book currently. My book has been through 3 working titles. I'm on the 4th now and waiting to see if the editor likes it. Titling a book is one of my major weak points. But I think some people have written articles on it, which I should probably look at myself. How can you tell when you have enough, too little, or too many characters? It depends on the length of what you're writing. If you have a short story, you don't want more than, like, 4 or 5 characters, unless you're writing a longer short story or really good at pulling stuff off. If you're writing a novel, well, you can have as many as you want. You just have to write it well. Too few, I don't know if that's a thing, because people have made successful stories and books out of minimal characters. I mean, the majority, I never read the book The Black Stallion, but I know the majority of the movie, or at least the first half of the movie, is just the boy and a horse on an island. If your readers start to mix them up, you might want to think about cutting your character number. How do I know if I'm spending too much time on one part of a story, like focusing on a battle, for too long? You figure that out in edits. Write whatever you want to write to make the story what you want it. And then once you get a little bit of space from it, step back, look at it, and then see whether one part drags too much. This is also where beta readers come in. You get someone to read it, and they should tell you whether one part of the story drags too much. So that is, those are the Twitter questions. If you have any ideas for episodes, then you can at me on Twitter or email me at mightymer@gmail.com. The website is merverse.com, and the Patreon is patreon.com/mightymer. Supporting me gets you the backlog of I Should Be Writing episodes. It also gets you, supporting at the $5 or higher level gets you access to the group's Discord. And there are a lot of people who talk about writing or have writing sprints. And we get to be we're a pretty fun group. It's really busy during NaNoWriMo, which I should probably talk about tomorrow. I'll even write that down. But I'll see you tomorrow, hopefully before now. I gotta stop recording at night, people. I really do. And I'm gonna try to get some words down, and I suggest you do too, because you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should